B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Look at Loren. Her headphones are all in a bundle. She can't get them on.
They're tangled.
Her earbuds.
There we go.
Glad you can hear us.
Yeah.
We're an hour away from paying your bills.
Yep. Giving you the code word at 8 o'clock. Also, check out the podcast Mock Made. Full season is available for you to download. We, the three of us in here, star in it. There's two celebrities that stopped by. Mock Made, available Spotify, Apple Podcasts, B-Pod Studios, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you like the podcast, how it's made, it's kind of a spoof on that. It's everyday items made in a funny way, done completely without a script.
Yep.
Improvised.
Oh, yeah. We don't know what we're saying until we say it.
Like the show.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's welcome in a new to the MRO radio family, intern Sydney. Welcome.
Hi.
How old are you, Sydney?
19.
Which school do you go to?
Gaston College.
Okay. Well, welcome. I don't know. Is this our first guest in college? I don't think we've had many.
I think we've had maybe one before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Sydney, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You mentioned to us that you're having a really hard time on some dating apps.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And that you're constantly running into one specific issue.
They don't look like or don't seem like their picture at all.
Hmm.
Or funny the person they make themselves out to be.
Yeah.
So.
Funny you should say that. Because I have an article here on how to deal with that. What do you do when somebody doesn't look like their photo? Do you continue the date?
Absolutely not, no.
Really?
You just leave? Well, like, anybody can make themselves seem like somebody else on the internet or, like, on any kind of dating app.
Yeah.
And I'm not that type of person. I'm not down for that. So.
Yeah.
What picture do you have on yours? Is it a pretty updated one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I update it, like, I try to update it every week, especially because I post on Instagram, mm-hmm. and I have my Instagram linked to it, so.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What does the article say you should do if you go on a date and the person doesn't look like the picture?
Apparently, Sydney's doing it wrong.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
So, this article saying that even if you meet somebody who doesn't technically look like their photo, a lot of people feel like they've been catfished and they just bail. But the cool thing to do is to wait it out and have a few chats, then decide whether you want to go back out with them or not. Because you didn't just decide to go back out. You didn't just decide to go out with them for the first time based on their photo.
I try not to go, like, based off of looks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to get to know somebody before make any decisions.
But that's all that the dating apps are,
though. I try to do the right
thing.
That's true, but, like, you know, if you go on a date with me and my picture's Roy and then I show up, it's completely different
right.
person.
That's true. It's it's different if it's just a little off versus...
Right. Yeah. If it's a photo from 5 years ago,
and I've run into that. I have. And my friend actually went on a date with the guy instead. Not, I didn't set it up or anything. Like, they started talking because they met on the same dating app. But it turned out he was, like, not at all what he made himself out to be. He was really rude. Just wasn't. He was cool over text.
That's kind of how I feel. I feel like if you're lying about your photo, what else are you lying about? Can I believe your whole profile? But the dating experts say that you should give them a chance. And if it...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
If it doesn't work out and you decide that you don't like that person, then you should tell them when you end it to update their photo.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I just feel like that's rude at that point.
It's like a survey at the end of a customer service call.
Which, by the way, I think that's how all relationships should end. You should have to do an exit survey so that person knows for the next person.
Did you like this product? Yes or no? Scale 1 to 10.
Real quick, we have a couple minutes here. Get to us right now if you are in intern Sydney's position where you went on a date with someone and they looked nothing like the picture. And be descriptive. Like, the picture was a redhead. When I got there, it was the person was bald-headed.
Oh,
or she was a blonde in the picture. When I got there, she was a brunette. 704-570-9595. Tell us how different the picture was than the person in real life.
You know how everyone has, like, the angle that makes them look good?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has it. In fact, we teach our video producers here, we're like, don't do right angles, do diagonal and straights. And everyone has an angle. When I was in the dating field, I would pick the worst angle. The worst angle, because I'm like, because then I could shock you. When I arrive,
you're the opposite. You're the opposite. Like, fall in love with me for everything but my looks.
If you remember the 5 seconds of summer photo of me on the, it's a side shot. Yeah. It ain't a good photo.
Is that what you use for your profile?
That's what I
use. There ain't five guys in that picture. It's like 3 seconds of summer because two of the guys are blocked. Poor Roy.
Whoever took the shot was not directing me on where to stand. Oh,
so, are you hesitant, Sydney, to get back on the dating apps right now, or have you had some successful dates too?
I mean, I haven't had any really successful ones. The most successful one, he had a girlfriend and I didn't know it.
Like me and her are friends now. We took him out of the picture, so we're good now. We're friends.
You reached out to her?
She reached out to me off of his phone.
What'd she say?
When he fell asleep, she got my number and started texting me.
So are they not, they're not together anymore either?
He's actually going up to her school because she's up in Boone. He's going up there today.
Oh.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
This is relatively recent.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I sense a Tinder Tuesday story coming up.
Let's bring in Chloe from Charlotte. Chloe, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well, Chloe. Tell us the time when you showed up and the person looked nothing like their photo.
Oh, my gosh. So this one time I went on a date with a guy, very beautiful in his pictures, like he had abs and everything. And then when I actually went and got coffee with him, he was about 100 pounds more than what his pictures looked like.
100 pounds heavier? Just,
oh, God.
He was like 100 pounds heavier than his pictures. And I'm not like shallow or anything, but you can't do that.
Yeah,
horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you have an image in your head.
Yeah.
And like was it somebody was saying in here that, you know, maybe if he didn't lie, you would be okay with that.
Sure,
But now he's lied to you. Or,
I mean, he wasn't bad looking. He was pretty cute. But at the same time, as you said, like, if he lies about that, what else is he lying about?
Yeah.
I always have an issue when I go to the doctor and, like, they ask you those questions to fill out in the waiting room. And they're like, how would you say your build is? Heavy? Athletic?
I don't know.
Can I do a combination of both? Because I play sports. But I wouldn't say I'm in an athletic build.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sydney, we're going to check in with you again next week. We would like to do our Tinder check-in with you every week and see what's going on in your dating world.
All right.
You on Bumble, too?
I am.
Which one's better?
How many are you on?
I'm just on Bumble right now. Okay. Tinder's got a thing going on. I don't know. They kind of like banned me for some reason.
That's awesome. A story for another day.
We'll get to that another day.
Okay. All right. She's like, I put too many pictures up that didn't look like me. They banned me. Hey, we want more phone calls. When you saw the picture of the person, then you went out with the person, how different did they look? 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.